today is International Jazz Day. We're celebrating this music that's all about improvisation, syncopated rhythms, a fusion of European and African music traditions and styles. And South Africa has contributed its own subgenre to jazz. And I'm so pleased to tell you that today we are joined by the seasoned singer, songwriter, music director, creative director, and she wears so many hats. She makes her return to the Untitled Basement to present works from her upcoming album to be released later this year. Didi Luzipho, welcome back to 702 Breakfast. It's fantastic to have you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Where did your journey, dare I say, your love affair with jazz begin?
I love that one. My jazz journey begins from my mother's womb. My mother is one of the most impeccable singers I have ever come across. And I guess the genes just, you know, they just followed me. My grandfather as well was a choral composer. So it's always been in my blood. But I chose jazz. And I'm saying I chose jazz and jazz didn't choose me because I had so many options at the time. There were many options. I grew up in a home that had so many genres. I mean, there was choral, there was classical, there was, you know, jazz. It was just so many things, but I chose jazz because it spoke to me.
What did it say?
Jazz told me that I could be free. Jazz told me that I could be myself. I could live within that skin and not be scared.
And I wonder if as a musician, but also as a vocalist, the freedom it gives you, right? Because, of course, in order to bend the rules, you need to know what they are.
Yeah.
But jazz allows you that freedom.
Yeah.
Because of your own musicality, it allows that to come through.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm saying I chose it because it allowed me to be free. I never had this bondage or this thing that made me feel like it wasn't right. Or, you know, it was okay for me to improvise. It was okay for me to mimic my mother and, you know, hear what she had to sing and do that and do more, even as a child. And I'm grateful for that. I don't think I'd have it any other way.
You're performing this weekend live at the Basement. You're returning there to a familiar venue to you. Yeah. What can we expect?
New music. It's taken me a while. It's taken me a while to write. I released my debut in 2019 and then COVID hit and there were so many other things in between. I lost as well during that time. I lost my father. And I just found it so difficult to get back into my freedom. And the first song I released actually after the loss of my father was Freedom, which you've just played. And so returning to the Basement kind of gives me nostalgia. I mean, Brahm had a buzz, you know, 5-6 years ago, there was the Orbit down the road, there was Untitled. So it's a nostalgic feeling to go back to where it all started when I moved to Joburg. So I'm very excited to be performing at the Basement this weekend.
And what does 30 years of freedom for the country, freedom for artists mean to you?
I don't think we're free. I think we're just tasting bits and parts of freedom. I think we're still juggling between freedom and oppression. And I think I've written songs about it, you know. I mean, if you look at the many socioeconomic issues that we're facing, gender-based violence, patriarchy, misogyny, there's just so many socioeconomic issues that we're facing that I don't necessarily think we are free, especially in the mind. Perhaps we've tasted freedom on a physical basis, but I think our minds are still bonded in oppression. It gets better, of course, with time, but we're still oppressed in somewhat way.
How important is it to you that, particularly because you've got such a beautiful voice, that you're not just a singer of pretty songs that are about, I don't know, sunsets and vistas, but that ultimately are about songs that prick the conscience, songs that provoke deep reflection and thought?
One of my aims, Bongani and Visions, was always to write music that reflected reality. And that is the reality of our people, the reality of our community. Number two, I've always wanted to write music that evoked emotion. And I think I've successfully done so with the songs that I've written, like Being Woman, which talks about the eradication of femicide, and Freedom, which you've just played now. I've always wanted to really just write music that reflects reality. I think it's important that people know out there that before we're musicians, we're active members of society, and we are faced with the very same economic issues. And, you know, for me, it's a thing of, if I have the voice and the thousands of people that watch me every now and again from festivals globally, then why not share a bit of that message? You know, of course I'll sing about love and all that kinky stuff that I really like. But
because we're full people, right?
But I've just always just really wanted to share messages of hope and love through my music.
Where can people find you if they want to follow you, if they want to support you and your work?
Facebook, Titi Luzipho. I'm not on Twitter. I don't know how it works. Instagram,
Titi.
Stay away
from Twitter.
Titi _ Luzipho on Instagram. And of course, this weekend, 4th of May, I'm at the Untitled Basement sharing music from my forthcoming album and of course some classics from my debut album.
You can get tickets at Quicket or at The Door. You can join Titi and her band. It's going to be an unforgettable night. I mean, just listen to that. Intricate melodies, new music, as we celebrate this International Day of Jazz.